This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Elsie Smith and her identical twin sister were seemingly born to fly. The two began their careers in the circus arts at a young age, and they started teaching others early, too. Smith and her sister co-founded the New England Center for Circus Arts in southern Brattleboro. The organization got its start at the Cotton Mill, an incubator space which helped grow and shape it into the center it is today, one that's just broken ground on a brand new facility in the north of Brattleboro. And Elsie Smith joins us now from our studios at Marlborough College in Brattleboro to talk more about it. Elsie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us first about your journey to where you are now.
My identical twin sister and I grew up in the backwoods of western Massachusetts with no running water and electricity in a little log cabin. And through a bunch of various strange circumstances, ended up experiencing the circus and needing summer jobs. We got apprenticed to a summer camp that needed camp counselors to teach circus. And we basically got a crash course in doing and teaching circus and never really looked back. We were both scholarship students at UMass. And, you know, when we weighed the flying trapeze and the tight wire and the excitement of working flying in the air and going back to university, I apologize, UMass, but it just didn't hold a candle to it.
For those of us who are maybe more gravity challenged, myself included, tell us a little more about circus arts.
Circus is obviously a traditional form that's been around for hundreds of years. What we know of as the modern circus ring started in England in the 1800s. In the United States in the early 1980s, there was a lot of new work being done with something called risk recreation, sort of like Outward Bound, taking kids and adults out into the wilderness and challenging them. So when I got involved in the circus, we were going into the community, working with orphanages, working with community centers, and teaching circus as a way of giving kids something that was different. And there's something really special about being able to say, I did circus today, that automatically sets you aside from 99% of the peers out there and makes you feel special. And the way that we design circus curriculum is so that anybody can accomplish something. So if someone's gravitationally challenged, we keep them on the ground, but maybe give them three balls to throw around. And if somebody really needs to flip upside down and fly around in order to get that adrenaline going, well, we'll do that with them as well.
So take us now to Brattleboro and New England Center for Circus Arts. What's the center's mission?
The mission of the New England Center for Circus Arts is to provide circus for people of all ages, all abilities, and all aspirations, and to create a community for circus arts. So it's a mission that is designed for anyone who wants to participate, whether they want to participate as a doer or as a watcher or just as a community member. And that's really helped us when it comes to being part of Brattleboro and Southern Vermont. And as we build our new building, that's been incredibly necessary to share our mission with a greater population. We grew up as an organization at the Cotton Mill in southern Brattleboro, and it's an incubator for young businesses. We had the experience of being incubated by them. We started with just my sister and I, and then we brought one or two other people to work with us. And then we were invited to be part of a business plan competition. Kurt Isaacson, who was running the BDCC at the time, said, "You are exactly what we want. You are creating something new and lively. You're bringing economic dollars into the community, and you are creating jobs." So we did do the first business plan competition that the BDCC offered, and we actually won it. And as part of our business plan was to create the New England Center for Circus Arts as a not-for-profit designed to be part of the community.
And finally, Elsie, take us inside the Cotton Mill itself for this event that's coming up. They have open studios and holiday sale, and they literally throw open all three floors of the Cotton Mill and invite the public in to see the artisans at work. What was your experience like with that, and how did it shape the New England Center for Circus Arts?
We've all been working behind our doors at the Cotton Mill, which, as you said, sort of three floors full of artists and artisans and business people. And then one time a year, we all throw our doors wide open, and there's music, and there's food, and there's thousands of people walking through the halls. And not only do we get to show off what we've been working so hard at. We also get to see what our fellow artists and artisans have been working on behind those closed doors. It really is a community event on both the public and artistic level. There's a wide variety of opportunities for people to actually come in and get their hands into the art forms. All of it is happening constantly for three full days, and it's just overwhelming for me to feel like I'm part of the community. And we're so excited about building our new facility in the northern part of town, but we will definitely miss that sense of community, and we'll be working really hard to try to develop that sense of community in our new location.
Elsie Smith, thank you so much for bringing us into your world of circus arts. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's Elsie Smith, co-founder of the New England Center for Circus Arts in Brattleboro. To find out more about NECA and about the Cotton Mill's open studio and holiday sale, visit bpr.net.